Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
To be lies, and all the joy within you dies, don't you want?
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. A little Grace Slick bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. When you do, don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter. Don't forget to take the poll question. Check out our new video on the website. And don't forget to check out the body of work that Elise Benin has given us over the years as a longtime member of our Brain Trust. You can find her suite there under her name, Elise, I-L-I-S-E, Benin, M-B-E-N-U-N. So check that out. She's the author of many books, including The Creative Professional's Guide to Money, also The Designer's Guide to Marketing and Pricing, et cetera, et cetera. You get the picture. Elise, tell us how we can find you online too, please.
Excuse me, the main website is www.marketing-mentor.com.
All right, so check that out. You can find out all the things. You help people, mostly you work with a lot of micropreneurs, don't you?
I do, lots of freelancers, solopreneurs, small business owners, and most people are either working independently or have one or two people working with them.
Do you help them get business using social media?
Yes. And lately, my emphasis with social media is on LinkedIn.
Why is that?
I really think that LinkedIn is the best forum for professional purposes.
Mm-hmm.
And really, it seems to be becoming the place people go when they're searching for business services or people
how do
to
they
network
do that?
With.
What do they do? If I'm looking, earlier we talked about growing to the next employee. And somebody says, hey, I've been listening to Jim and Elise. I'm ready to do that. So I'm ready to hire a part-time assistant. And so how would I approach that on LinkedIn?
Well, I don't know about looking for an assistant. I think it's better for looking for prospects and customers.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, you have to identify who your market is or who your ideal prospect or client is, and then go find groups of people on LinkedIn groups that bring those people together. So, for example, for me, because I am looking for freelancers and independent professionals, and I am a member of and participate in groups like the Creative Freelancer Conference group or the Freelancers Union group or the graphic design
group.
So
you find little communities to be part of, and at some point in time, you're going to get to know enough people that you can say, you can ask that question. I need an employee. Can you help me? Maybe somebody can. But how do you ask for business in those communities? How do you get yourself into a position where business either finds you or you can find business?
Well, I think, you know, timing is everything always when it comes to marketing. So being in the right place at the right time is something that we don't have a lot of control over, but beyond putting ourselves in many different situations. So I've talked to, even this week so far, lots of people who basically have said, well, someone found me on LinkedIn. I'm not exactly sure how. Sometimes it's because they changed, you know, some of the language in their profile or in their summary so that making that change appears too visible to other people, and it happens at the right moment. Oh, there's someone who maybe can help me. Let me connect with them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one way. The other is more direct, where, I mean, I wouldn't come right out and reach out to someone and say, do you have work for me?
Mm-hmm.
But you can connect with people. You can add them to your network, and you can ask them if they hire people or companies like yours. And if so, let's connect.
You know, And I say this so much that but it just works. You know, what about saying to someone that you meet, you're on LinkedIn, you connect with them a little bit, maybe you exchange some comments back and forth, and you know that they fit your customer profile.
Mm-hmm.
So what about at the right time, as you say, the timing has to be right. Just say, what can I do for you? How can I?
Yes.
What can I do to help you?
Mm-hmm.
What about that?
I think that's a fine question. I think, in fact, someone just this morning, I connected with someone who asked me, you know, what can I do for you? And I find it sometimes a difficult question to answer because I have to stop and think, all right, what do I need today?
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I agree that the timing is important. But it's definitely, you know, a better thing to say than, do you have a job for me?
Mm-hmm. Well, if the thing is that most people know when you ask that question, if they know what you do, they know that you're in business, and that they know that you know, they might say, well, will you be a judge in this contest I'm working on? Well, okay, that's going to be a volunteer thing.
Mm-hmm.
But if they, or they might say, well, you know, actually I do need some help. I mean, most people, when they respond to that, they'll know whether their response is about really helping them or about a business opportunity. Don't
mm-hmm.
you think?
I think it's not clear until you get into the conversation
that's
about
right.
what the person actually needs. But it's a good opener, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because if you're not the one who can provide the help they need, then certainly you can refer someone who can.
Mm-hmm.
And that puts you in a good networking position anyway.
Right.
But I just think that, I was teaching someone yesterday in a consultation how to use LinkedIn, and he was whining about it. He's like, oh, my God, this is going to take so much time. Like, yes, it does take time.
You
that's
can't,
for sure.
You can't be successful in social media if you're not patient, can you?
Unless you're not what?
Unless you're patient.
Yeah, no, I mean, it really does take time to figure out what to say.
Which I currently don't have any more of, Elise. Thank you for being here. You know how this works. Elise Benin, ladies and gentlemen, marketing-mentor.com. Check out her website. She'll be back. I will be, too, after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.